This is TWiT.
And this week, we bring on Mr. Chase Nunes from Geek Gamer TV. Chase, thank you very much for coming on.
Hey, pretty good. Thanks for having me. And is that a Leocopter or Air Laporte? I'm confused on that.
We're calling it the Leocopter.
Got it.
It's in prototype stages. I believe it or not, we're actually making upgrades to the Leocopter. I'm trying to use ducted fans because I want to see how fast Leo can go.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Actually, interesting story. Leo, on my advice, bought a SEMA trainer, an SEMA X5, which is what we've been telling people to train on, because it has all the characteristics of a larger quadcopter, but it's not that expensive, and it's not going to kill people if it runs into them. Well, I was supposed to train him up first, and unfortunately he took it outside, and I think he gave it full throttle, and it never stopped. It just kept going, and then it's gone. So we're waiting for the next trainer to come in, and then we're going to give Leo some lessons. Until then, the Leo copter will be his presence in the air.
I've been practicing. I don't know if you've ever heard of Real Flight. I've been practicing with that just because I would say that the first time I flied my friends, he has a quadcopter and he has some planes, and I broke it within the first 10 seconds of flying it. So I was just like, he's like, we're getting Real Flight. You're going to install it. You're going to try it out, and hopefully it won't break anything in the future when I finally do pull the trigger on something like that.
By the way, I do have to throw this in there. We've got Y Guy in the chat room, who wisely said that the Leocopter always lands at a Laporte. Okay.
Ding.
Okay. Now, let's get away from drones, because that's not what we're here for, Chase. Sorry. I brought you on because it's been a while since we had a serious talk about games and gamers. I mean, we've had plenty of gamers on the show, everyone from Scott Johnson to yourself. We've had OMG Chad. All these people are deeply involved in the culture of gaming, if not the technology of gaming. So I asked you to put together some of the most exciting gaming news since the last time you've been on Padres Corner. What did you come up with?
So I got stuff from all walks, from consoles to PC, you name it. Obviously some mainstream stuff that a lot of you guys out there will be familiar with. The first one, and obviously you mentioned our good friend OMG Chat. He does a Minecraft show, as do I. And one of the biggest stories to hit this past year, and really in the past 6 months, was Microsoft saying, you know what, we got some extra money to spend, we're going to pull the trigger, and we're going to buy Mojang. And so they said, you know, we're going to write a check for $2.5 billion. And obviously, when this news dropped, I know a lot of us, including myself, you know, we've known the past of Microsoft and what they've done with acquisitions. And a lot of us were afraid that, oh gosh, is everything going to change? Is the sky going to fall? Is Microsoft going to pull the plug on other consoles and make it an exclusive? I even made a bold prediction that I was thinking, we're going to see this game on Windows Phone, and I thought they were going to give it away. I was thinking, maybe they'll use it to entice more phone sales. That didn't happen. But yeah, it was a big deal. And right now, it still feels like, you know, it's status quo. Nothing's really majorly changed on it. They just recently announced Minecon 2015, which is going to be in London this year on July 4th, my wedding anniversary. And so it's one of those things that, so far, I think the jury's still out. But when this happened, Padre, what do you think? I mean, did you kind of skip a beat and thinking, oh gosh, is this going to be the big change of Minecraft? Or what'd you think?
Now, remember, my background is enterprise. So I've known Microsoft for the longest time. But that doesn't mean I'm a Microsoft fan. There's so many things that Microsoft does that just infuriate me.
Right.
This deal, when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, well, Minecraft's dead. Microsoft does not. I mean, let's look at Nokia. The last big acquisition Microsoft made, it was kind of a disaster. It did not turn out well for them or for Nokia. And so I was thinking, I understand why they did it. They were going for that treasured young demographic. In fact, in my head, what Microsoft is trying to do is they're trying to out-Apple Apple. Apple did this brilliant long game back in the 80s and the 90s when those of us who are older will remember Apple almost went out of existence. If it wasn't for Microsoft, Apple would have gone bankrupt.
Right.
But they did the wise thing of getting into schools, getting into grammar schools, into high schools, and into universities. And they won a mind share, which when those people became the generation, only use Apple products. Yeah. Microsoft is trying to do the same thing. They've now got a mind share, a huge mind share of people who are absolutely dedicated to Minecraft. And I think, like you said, there were a lot of people who freaked out thinking that Microsoft was going to kill it. But because right. it stayed status quo and because it seems as if Microsoft is you know, hands off, I think the community is actually, they're past it. I never hear about people saying, oh, I'm not developing for Minecraft anymore because Microsoft's going to destroy it.
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, you look at the history with acquisitions with Microsoft, especially in the gaming world. You look what they did with Halo, right? A small little company by the name of Bungie made this great game. And then all of a sudden, they bought Bungie, right? They took over the studio, and it was the launch console title for the Xbox. Not the Xbox One, the original Xbox, obviously. And so you get these fears. You get these fears like, oh, gosh, are they going to rip it up? Are they going to make it console exclusive? Are they going to obviously change the way? One of the things that Mojang's been very flexible with is content creators like myself who make videos about Minecraft. We've seen music videos. We've seen incredible stuff. We've seen OMG Chad and his stuff and what he's done. And so everything that's happened with Minecraft and video and stuff, and then all of a sudden you got Microsoft taking over, and I know there's collective hearts dropping all over the world like, oh boy, great. Yay. And then obviously, you know, Notch is not going to be around, and the founders are taking their paydays, and we already know what Notch did with his money. He bought a nice, beautiful mansion.
I got to ask you about that because
Yeah.
The Microsoft bit hit a lot of people.
Yeah.
But then it very quickly turned into this groundswell of anger against Notch of, how could you sell out? Because obviously you're selling out. You're saying, look, I'm getting paid and I'm going to take care of myself.
Right.
And suddenly the story didn't become, well, Microsoft has bought Minecraft and they're going to kill it. It was the guy who shepherded Minecraft, who we all trusted, sold us out.
I don't blame him. I don't blame him one bit. I mean, obviously he took a game that he was developing in a spare time and he turned it into something. And then all of a sudden it caught wildfire. And then everybody loves it, including myself. And, he got paid. I commend him. He worked hard, made something great, and now he's spending his money. I think most of us would do the same thing if we worked something hard. I make this running joke on Geek Gamer TV all the time. You know, I've been doing this for a while, and I said, you know, if Google buys us, you know, we'll gladly take the check. You know, it's one of those things where you work hard and you want to see some of those rewards. And, you know, Notch, to his credit, he bought a beautiful house. I think if I remember right, he outbid what Jay-Z and Beyonce on the home. And not a lot of people can say that. I'm just bummed personally, Padre, that I didn't get an invite to his opening party for his house. And we've been trying for years to get an interview. But other than that, hey, you know, congratulations to him. The good news is right now with Minecraft, nothing's changing. If not, they're still continuing development. You know, we've been seeing previews and hints and things for 1.9 that's coming around the corner. So I'm okay with him selling and making a profit. But at the same time, he's not stopping creating. He's not stopping what he's wanting to do. And a lot of us can take motivation from that. I know I do. And, you know, good for him. And for everybody out there who's worried that Microsoft's going to do a bad thing, the one thing you got to think about, you guys, is Minecraft is one of the biggest games of all time ever. And I think Microsoft is smart enough to know not to screw that up. And if not, make it better and nurture it and make it cool. And so I'm really anxious to see what they're going to do with Minecon this year in London. I went to Minecon 2013 in Florida, in Orlando, and it was good. It was a lot of fun, but I think it could be a lot better. And obviously Microsoft knows how to throw a convention or two. So I think we'll see what they do. It should be a lot of fun.